This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, everyone, hi. We're going to have a short shir, Be'inyan Tefillah. We're continuing our series on Tefillah. Let me pull up the screen for you. The shirim on Tefillah are generously sponsored by our dear friend Rabbi Tzala Rose and family, the Zecher Nishmas Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak. The shirim of Chodesh Shavat are dedicated by the Israeli family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Meir ben David, Began Eden, Tehei Menuchasai. Okay, I want to just share with you a brief idea in Tefillah. This week, we read the Az Yashir, Shabbos Shira. You know, it's very interesting that at the end of Az Yashir, there's a girsa, V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, V'yayimahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmai echad. And then in parentheses it says, U'v'sayrascha kasuv le'mayr, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'keinu Hashem echad. Okay, I'm going to get personal with you. Anybody, raise your hand if you say that pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'keinu Hashem echad, at the end of Az Yashir. Nobody's willing to admit that they say it. All right, I'll be honest with you. I don't say it either. But it's there in the Siddur, at least in some Siddurim. And the truth is that not everybody endorses it, because the Beis Yosef says it should be erased. The Beis Yosef says you should erase those words. Why? The Beis Yosef has an issue with saying, at least we have one proud Shema sayer at the end of Az Yashir. Why would we say Shema at the end of Az Yashir? What, the Bnei Yisrael, they said Shema at the end of Az Yashir? So I want to share with you a very important basis of understanding for tefillah in general. We know that Hashem's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Havaya. But the truth is that there are a number of ways to spell the Shem Havaya. There are four Tserufe Miloi Shem Havaya. The 72, there's the Shem Havaya of Ayin Beis, there's the Shem Havaya of 63, there's the Shem Havaya of 45, and there's the Shem Havaya of 52. It's kedai to write this down and to know it. The Shem Havaya of 72 is when you spell out the Yud Kei Vav Kei b'miluai yuds. So the Yud is spelled Yud Vav Dalet, that's 20. The He is spelled He Yud, 15. The Vav is spelled Vav Yud Vav, 22. And the He is He Yud. So 20, 15, 22, 15. Right? 20, 20, 15, 22, 15. What's the numerical value? 72, right? Yud, K, Vav, K, B'milua, Yuds, Yud, Vav, Dalet, followed by He, Yud, followed by Vav, Yud, Vav, followed by He, Yud. That's 72. That's the highest combination of God's name. Then there's Hashem's name, 63, which is a mixed combination. Yud will always be Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey is Hey Yud. The Vav, instead of being Vav Yud Vav, is Vav Aleph Vav. So basically, you're taking 9 out of the equation, so God's name is now 63. Then there's something called 45, Ma. That's Miloy Alephs. That's you put Alephs in. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. So Yud Vav Dalet is 20, Hey Aleph is 6, Vav Aleph Vav 13, Hey Aleph is 6. That's a gematria of 45. 20 and 6, 13 and 6. 20 and 6 is 26, 39, 6, 45. Then you have 52. 52 is Ben. That's Havaya with Hayes. Yud Vav Dalet, Hey is Hey Hey, Vav is Vav Vav, Hey is Hey Hey, 52. So it doesn't necessarily go in numerical value, it's 72, 63, 45, 52. These four types of ways to combine Hashem's name correspond to four worlds. Four worlds. These four worlds are the four levels of spirituality. And I want to tell you what they are. They're called Abia. Abia, Olam Ha'atzilus. That is where the Hashem's presence is. Then there is Olam Habriya. Then there is Olam Hayitzira. Then there's Olam Ho'asiya. Let me explain. So, our world, the world that we're in, is Olam Ho'asiya. That's where we live. On top of our world of Olam Ho'asiya is Yitzira. That's where the angels are. On top of that is Olam Habriya, are where the celestial palaces are. And Atzilus is Gavaya, Me'al, Gavaya, Shomer. And these four worlds correspond to the four ways of combining Hashem's name. The Olam Ha'atzilus is 72. The Olam Ha'Briya is 63. The Olam Ha'Yitzira is 45. The Olam Ha'Asiya is Ben 52. Now, the remez to this is Ashrei Yoshvei Beisacha Oid. Ashrei Aleph Atzilus. Yoshvei Yud Yitzira. Beisacha Beis Beria. It's a little bit out of order. And Ayin is Asiya, our world. Very interesting. So you say, what do I need to know this for? Because every day you travel through these four worlds. When? The four parts of davening. What are the four parts of davening? The first part of davening is karbanos. That's this world of asiyah. The next part of davening is 45, the world of the angels. That's from Baruch She'amar until Yishtabach. The next part of davening is Olam Habriya. That's the world of the Heichalos. That's Berachos Kriyas Shema. And then Shemoneh Esrei till the end is Olam Atzilus. That's where you're mamish with the Shechina. In each part of davening, you want to unify the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have kavana that you would give your life for Hashem. Therefore, says the Maram Shik, that he heard as a bachar from the Chassam Sofer, that is the reason why there is a Shema in all four parts of davening. In the first part of davening, we have Ashreinu kishanu mashkimu ma'arivim b'batei knesiyas b'batei midrashos u'miyachdim shimcha b'chal yom tamid v'omrim pamayim bi'ahava Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's for the Olam Ha'asiya. Then we have a Shema at the end of Oz Yashir. B'ayim hu yeh Hashem Echad u'shema yachad u'b'sayroscha kosav leimar Shema Yisrael. I would say even for us who don't say it, we fulfill the theme of it, of unifying Hashem's name, by saying, V'haya Hashem l'malcha kaz v'emahu yi Hashem echad u'shma yachad. Then we have a unity of Hashem's name in the Olam Habriya. The Olam Habriya is the Birchas Kriyishma, where we say Hashem's name, where we say Kriyishma. And then, finally, there are many who say at the end of Aleinu, V'nemar v'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yemohu yiyah Hashem echad u'shma yachad, Shema Yisrael Hashem l'keinu Hashem echad. They correspond to the four different types of spellings of Hashem's name. I've told everyone many times, if you have a chance, to get the Siddur, Masoik Midvash. In the Masoik Midvash, it tells you how each part of davening corresponds to these different worlds and which name of Hashem each thing corresponds to. Each part of davening corresponds to. I'm going to share with you one last idea that this explains why Nusach Svard has Haidu before Baruch She'amar. We know that Minog Ashkenaz, for 1,000 years, is we say Mizmar Shel Chanukah Svayasa David, Baruch Sha'amar, and Hoidu. For us, Hoidu is part of Psukah D'Zimra. But the Maharam Shik brings that based on this Kabbalistic understanding of the binyan of Tefillah, we can explain the custom of those who say Hoidu before. He brings something really interesting. He says the Rashi Tevois, Va'ani b'chasdecha v'atachti yagel libi b'shuasecha, is Gematria 52, Ben, and Ben is the Shem Hashem that corresponds to the Karbanos and the first part of davening. So that Rashi Tevois and Remez is compelling for Nosuch Sfar to move the Hoidu before. But again, it's worthwhile to have a general awareness that there are four main parts of davening. Each part of davening is elevating us and catapulting us to higher and higher levels. Okay? That's our word on tefillah for this Shabbos.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.